The spacewalk is on for tomorrow. Boeing moves California jobs to a more competitive state. And Gamma adds two new members. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, August 5th, 2010. NASA says it's set to go tomorrow with the first of two spacewalks to replace a failed ammonia pump needed to cool the International Space Station. The pump failed following a power spike on Saturday night. A spare was delivered back in 2006. Expedition 24 astronauts Doug Wheelock and Tracy Caldwell Dyson are scheduled to start the repairs on the station's starboard truss tomorrow. The pumps weigh 780 pounds each, or more accurately, they weigh nothing in orbit, but they're 780 pounds in mass. This can't be good news for employment in California. Boeing announced on Monday it will relocate the C-130 Avionics Modernization Program and the B-1 Program from Long Beach to Oklahoma City. Both programs are part of the Maintenance, Modifications, and Upgrades Division of the Global Services and Support Business Unit of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. The programs now employ about 800 people in Southern California. About 550 positions will relocate to Oklahoma City. The remaining positions will be reduced from the programs over the next 2 years as the contracts are fulfilled. Division VP Mark Bass says relocating the programs will help Boeing provide a more competitive cost structure for customers. The Board of Directors of GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, has approved Duncan Aviation and Greenwich Aero Group as its newest members, bringing the International Trade Association's membership to 69. Duncan Aviation is headquartered in Lincoln, Nebraska, and provides services to general aviation aircraft through a network of more than 20 facilities across the U.S. Duncan provides completion and modification services, aircraft maintenance, avionics installation, and engine and auxiliary power unit services for a wide variety of GA aircraft. Greenwich Aero Group was founded in 2007 in Greenwich, Connecticut. Through 10 locations, the company engineers and manufactures parts for GA aircraft, conducts specialized avionics installations, tests and repairs, and also completes and refurbishes aircraft interiors. Up next on ANN, Comair mechanics abandon a voluntary safety program. Asia and Europe now lead North America in air travel. And TSA says it has met a key congressional deadline. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
The Waco YMF-5D is an open-cockpit sport biplane that embodies the golden age of aviation in a new production aircraft. The evolution of the new D-model Waco incorporates many new features and upgrades, delivering greater performance than ever before, but with more horsepower and lower aircraft weight. Your new Waco is completely customized to your exact specifications, including your choice of avionics. Own and live the dream yourself with the new Waco YMF-5D. Check out the dream at www.wacoclassic.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 5th. I'm Paul Plack. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 142, says it has withdrawn from the Maintenance ASAP, or Aviation Safety Action Program, at Delta's regional subsidiary, Comair. ASAP is supposed to be a joint initiative among Union, Comair, and FAA. It was launched in 2008 to identify potential aircraft maintenance-related safety issues by removing the threat of disciplinary action against employees who come forward. But the union says Comair has taken action against union members who have submitted voluntary reports and failed to provide a collaborative environment. IAM District 142 President Tom Higginbotham explains, quote, "We have discussed the problems with this dysfunctional program with both Comair and the FAA for months. We no longer have any faith that this program will ever be managed according to the regulations," unquote. The union represents 530 Comair mechanic and related employees in Cincinnati, Boston, New York, Greensboro, Raleigh-Durham, and Detroit. Aviation analyst OAG reports in the August edition of OAG Facts that scheduled airline seat capacity grew within North America for the first time since 2007 by 1% over August 2009, to a projected total of 79.9 million seats this month. But that growth is lagging other regions. Peter von Moltke, chief executive officer of UBM Aviation, parent company of OAG, observes, quote, "North America, the most mature aviation market and until recently the largest, is now the third largest aviation market in the world, falling behind Asia-Pacific and Europe," unquote. OAG projects seat capacity in Europe will rise 7% this month to a total of 78.9 million seats. Even more impressive, August seat growth in the Asia-Pacific region this month will be 10% above last year, 18% above 2007, and 74% above 2001. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration says the airline industry has met a key requirement of the 9/11 Act by screening 100% of air cargo on domestic passenger aircraft. TSA says it has worked closely with cargo and aviation industries to fulfill the congressional mandate by the August 1st deadline. New TSA Administrator John Pistole notes, quote, "Screening all cargo on domestic passenger aircraft adds another layer to our already robust security system and ensures that TSA is doing everything possible to ensure the safety of air travel," unquote. Pistole says work continues to improve cargo security on passenger flights originating in other countries, and that his agency is, quote, "making substantial progress toward meeting the 100% mark in the next few years," unquote. Still ahead, LA County buys 12 new Eurocopters. AJ Walter offers airlines a better deal. And we're now shooting at our own F-16s. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Leading the way to a new generation of aircraft, Eclipse Aerospace introduces the Total Eclipse Twin Engine Jet. The Total Eclipse is a sophisticated, high-performance aircraft with low operating costs, low environmental impact, and uncompromised safety. Every Total Eclipse jet comes with flights to 41,000 feet, max cruise speeds of 370 knots, an onboard color radar with electronic moving maps and e-charts. And of course, every Total Eclipse comes complete with a factory warranty. Log on to eclipseaerospace.net for more information.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, August 5th. I'm Paul Plack. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has purchased 12 AS-350 B-2 helicopters. American Eurocopter says it's a fleet upgrade, and the order will allow the department to add two more helicopters in the future to meet the deployment levels needed to help ensure the safety of department personnel and the surrounding community. The department's current fleet has been in service since 2003. Independent component spares company AJ Walter Aviation announced Tuesday it's opening its repairs and logistics network directly to airlines. MRO Director Conrad Vandersloos says AJW spends in excess of $100 million on more than 24,000 individual repair orders annually, which is more than many airlines. Quote, "This gives us considerable buying power, which allows us to offer very competitive pricing, turn times, and warranties. As an independent, AJW also has the flexibility to choose only the best performing repair shops. Our experienced team is now available to work directly for airlines seeking to drive costs out of their business and improve their asset management," unquote. The company says it works with a streamlined vendor supply chain of just over 50 primary repair shops and 200 approved facilities. And finally today, sometimes when you're inspired at the sight of a restored World War II aircraft in a heritage flight, it's inconceivable to think that these historic artifacts were once used for target practice after being retired from service. But it's still happening today. Maintenance crews towed F-16 Fighting Falcons out of retirement from the boneyard at Arizona's Davis-Monthan Air Force Base last week and began preparing them to become target drones. Specialists with the 309th Aerospace Maintenance and Regeneration Group are prepping the planes so they can be flown to a Boeing facility in Florida, where they'll be converted to QF-16 full-scale aerial targets. Up to 126 of the planes will be converted. Hopefully, the Commemorative Air Force will find some way to hide a few away for 20 years and save lots of work and fundraising later. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Tom Pagini, president of Flight Design USA, about hybrid power plants, the state of the light sport aircraft marketplace, and the new CTLS float plane shown at Oshkosh. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.